Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Small Biz America, Biz Talk Radio Network. David Wolf with you. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Say, before we roll into today's show, want to remind you that you can visit our website, www.podcastandradio.com, to learn how you can amplify your voice, your business, your brand, your persona, using the power of podcasting and radio. That's the business we're in, and we'd love to hear from you. Podcastandradio.com. Jessica Rhodes is the founder and CEO of InterviewConnections.com. This is the premier guest booking agency for podcasters and guest experts. This is a world we know about here in the radio land. She is also the acclaimed author of Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. Joining us from Both Sides of the Mic to share her insights about podcasting and business growth using podcasting is Jessica Rhodes. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Absolutely. How did you first get involved with the world of podcasting?
Well, I first got involved with the world of podcasting because I basically wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and my dad, my business coach, advised me to start a home-based virtual assistant business, and he offered to, I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what I would do as a VA or what kind of money I would make, but I thought, what the heck? I don't have any other options here. So I dove in, and he was my first client, and one of the tasks that he had me do for him was book him on podcasts as a guest expert. So that's really how I got started in the world of podcasts, was booking him as a guest on podcasts. And then that, you know, one thing led to another. He referred another client to me, and then another client. And I saw the demand, and I heard the interest from podcasters on getting great guests and being connected with other show hosts. So that was really kind of the spark that led to my current business.
Well, I love that. I love that it's born out of the idea of being a VA, and really there is quite a bit of administrative and scheduling needed to succeed in booking yourself. And most authors, speakers, thought leaders, business leaders, they don't have time to book themselves, and they probably don't understand how to do it. So clearly, you know, you filled a very a niche as podcasting reaches what I'll call a critical mass. The other thing I've always been impressed about you, Jessica, is you're very focused. And so it's interesting to hear that story, because you went from a very broad sort of VA idea to, hey, this is a very, very niche market. Let's go deep rather than going wide and really get into this market and grow your business that way. And it's clear that you've done that. Why should business owners be interviewed on podcasts altogether? Why should they care?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a really important strategy, and it's a really important thing to do, be interviewed on podcasts, if you want to grow your brand and build connections with potential partners, potential referral partners, qualified leads and new clients. When you're interviewed on a podcast, you're giving great, valuable information, and you have the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who could be a really great match for you in business. I've seen people walk away with new business partners, people walk away with actually getting clients. Like, sometimes guests are interviewed and the host interviews them, and they end the interview and they were like, that was amazing, you know your stuff, and I really actually need your services. Yep. So it's a great personal way to build relationships with people in business. I mean, most of us hate networking events. We hate going at the business cards, and you never know if you're supposed to be like selling yourself or just having a laid back conversation. But with podcasts, it's this really laid back networking where it's a pitch free zone. So you never have to think about like, oh God, I'm being sold to, I've got my defenses up. So the defenses are down, you're building relationships, and it really leads to new business. The best thing is that one-on-one conversation you have with the host is actually going to be heard by hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. So then listeners will reach out to you, which is a really cool thing.
Well, Jessica, you know, I mean, the Kool-Aid, you and I share that Kool-Aid. And on my side of the business, of course, I'm a producer of podcasts, not only my own, but at any given time, we have many, many podcasters that work with us on the technical and recording side of, and post-production side. So very much with you on all of this. And there's one thing that you mentioned there is that you're really facilitating conversations that are really quite intimate, which is the magic of radio and podcasting altogether. And this idea that it's a pitch-free zone is so powerful, this piece that you're offering there. So let's get to sort of the action steps. Entrepreneurs, thought leaders, authors, speakers, these are your clients, right? And how do you suggest they take steps to position themselves as a celebrity expert in their niche?
Yeah, and that is really key because podcast hosts and podcast producers want to be aligned with guest experts who are that in-demand speaker. I mean, think about it. If a podcast has 52 episodes a year, they have a weekly show, they want the top 52 experts that they can possibly get for the niche that they're talking about. So you really have to position yourself as the go-to expert. And the first step is honestly just marketing your own content. When you're going on podcasts as a guest, you are going on somebody else's stage. And I think the first step to being invited to speak on somebody else's stage is building up your own audience. So, you know, blogging, creating videos, creating your own podcast, and really demonstrating that you have the expertise. It's really hard to get booked for an interview and be an expert on something when all you do is maybe sell a product or a service in that niche, because anyone can put together a really great website. Anyone can hire an expensive graphic designer and look like an expert, but it's the people that actually write about what they do, that do videos about what they do, and that demonstrate that they know the topic so well that they're willing to give away the information for free on their website and on social media. I think that is the most important first step in positioning yourself as a celebrity expert.
And Jessica, you help your clients do this, isn't that right? I mean, for me, on the receiving end of folks that you might pitch me or other podcast hosts, there's a formula to this so that I can become engaged and interested in having a person on my show, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's important to position yourself as a celebrity expert to the right shows, and there is a bunch of research that goes into that. So when we're booking clients on podcasts, we want to find shows where there's a relevant audience and where there's going to be a synergy and the right kind of chemistry. So, for example, if somebody works with, like C-level executives of multi-million-dollar businesses, they're not going to be the right fit for a business podcast that's speaking to blue-collar business owners. So we look at, like, those little things because you want to make sure if you're going to get results and an ROI out of doing podcast interviews, you have to be in front of the right audience. You know, the biggest benefit of podcasting is that you're speaking to a very niche audience. It's a smaller number of people listening than if you were going on the Today Show, but the audience is all very specific and very targeted.
Very, very targeted. And there are so many podcasters out there. Many of, even if you look at the top tier, there's so many genres that they're covering well that there's absolutely no shortage from your perspective of niches that you can fill. So really any author, speaker, thought leader, business leader can take advantage of this as a PR function for themselves, build their tribe, all of the above. And it's so brilliant. We're visiting with Jessica Rhodes. She is the author of Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. In our second segment, we'll talk more about that program, how it works, and some of the work you're doing to help educate people about podcasting, which, of course, is dear to my heart as well. The website, www.interviewconnections.com, if you're interested in learning more about how to position yourself to get on podcasts everywhere. And so, Jessica, at any given time, I've got about a minute and a half with you here for this segment. Mm-hmm. At any given time, how many podcast hosts would you say that you're dealing with?
Hundreds. I mean we book over 3,000 interviews a year, so we a lot.
Right, so it's a testament to the fact that there's just so much out there niche wise. Are there any trends that you've sort of observed in the line of work you do? You have a team of people helping you book people. I mean, it's really like the modern PR agency. But what is there any pulse you can share, sort of an inside view or an insight about where podcasting is going or where the desire for guests is headed? Is there anything to point to?
Yeah, I mean, the trend is going towards that niche content. When I first started booking podcast interviews in 2013, people wanted the biggest celebrities. They wanted the biggest names. They thought it was a get-rich-quick way to build your business. And I think more and more businesses are starting podcasts and are really looking at this as a way to connect with people in their industry. It's not about the biggest celebrities. So I think the key and the trends are showing that people want to be with, they want to be connected to the right guests, not the biggest guests. So I really would encourage more and more people to get involved, because they'd be like, oh, I'm not big enough name, people don't know me. And podcasters want people that haven't been on a lot of shows, you know, they want those new and fresh faces and fresh voices.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing.
That's really cool. You know, in our second segment, I know you know a lot about social media, and I want to talk about the integration of podcasting with social media marketing. That's huge right now, and I know from my perspective, it's a growing element in all of this, and I know you're an expert on that subject, having spoken at Social Media Marketing World this year in San Diego. And then I also want to talk a little bit about Rock the Podcast and kind of what that universe and ecosystem looks like. So more with Jessica Rhodes after the break. And by the way, you're joining us from Rhode Island, so I like to say they named an island after you, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, so silly. Oh, I'm a silly man. All right, more with Jessica Rhodes. Check Jessica Rhodes from interviewconnections.com after the break. Remember, you can visit podcastandradio.com to find out how to become a podcast host and grow your own tribe, your own interview world, and facilitate conversations to grow your business. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back, David Wolf, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember, if you're in a place where you're hearing this as a podcast and you would like your local affiliate radio terrestrial type station to carry Small Biz America, call your local affiliate and ask them for the show. Biz Talk Radio Network is our syndicator, and you can find out more by visiting biztalkradio.com. We're with Jessica Rhodes. She's a member of the Podcast Club, the author of Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. She's joining us from Both Sides of the Mic today. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I should mention, interviewconnections.com is a guest booking agency, what I kind of frame out as like a modern, if you will, PR firm that deals specifically in podcasting, which is growing and exploding all over the place right now, as Jessica can attest to. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Rock the Pod, the podcast. Highest level, what is How to Rock the Podcast?
So How to Rock the Podcast. So I wrote a book, Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic, and that's also the name of my company podcast. That's what we named our show, Rock the Podcast. So, I mean, basically what I mean by that and why that is my hashtag is I really believe that to leverage podcasting most successfully, you want to be speaking both as a guest on other shows and hosting your own show. This is for a couple of different reasons. When you host your own show, you own that media. You control the message. You control who the guests are. You attract a certain kind of audience. And then when you're on other shows, depending on what podcast you're on, you're going to be in front of different and new listeners, which some of them are going to love you, some of them are not going to love you. But when you have your own show, they all love you because they're all listening to you. So right. There's benefits. When you're on other shows, you're going to attract some of the listeners from other shows that I'm going to come listen to your show. And on your own podcast, you have the freedom and the right to pitch and sell to your listeners, well, as that's not the case when you're a guest on other shows. So you really want to be on both sides of the mic. And sometimes when you're a guest, you can invite the host onto your show as a guest and then kind of build that connection that way and kind of deepen the relationship. And that's a really cool way to just again deepen the relationship with that host and get a lot more out of the interview.
Yes, it's this power of invitation. It really is like basically no one, folks, when you invite someone to be on your podcast or your radio show for that matter, you rarely get a no. So this is it's a very wonderful way to attract and create a gravitational pull. And I love this idea of both sides of the mic because they're both powerful in very different ways and very complementary ways. So I love the way you frame that out. I wanted to ask you about your sense about the integration of podcasting and social marketing. I know you're a speaker and an expert around this subject. How do you like to frame out not only the importance of it, but sort of some of the mechanics or some of the tips around it?
So I guess some of the tips around, you know, integrating podcasting with social marketing, I mean, it's interesting. I really think that podcasting, in a way, has become another social media marketing tool, but it kind of depends how people leverage it and how people share it. I think just in general, you want to be sharing your podcast on social media, but this is a way to connect with people. I mean, one of the reasons I started my podcast was I read Jared Easley's book, Podcasting Could Degrade, and he wrote all about the different ways to use podcasting as a way to collaborate and build relationships. And at the end of the day, that's really what social media is meant to do. I mean, a lot of us use it as these like broadcast tools, sharing our content, but really social media, its purpose is to build relationships. It's a social tool. And I think that podcasting is also a social tool. It's a way for us to build relationships with our guests and our listeners. So if you have a solo show, podcasting is a way for you to build relationships with the people that are listening to it. So I think at the end of the day, it really is another way to be social with your audience and with the people that you're connecting with. And I think that you should really be, I think that's important as a podcaster or as a guest expert to be sharing your podcast on social media and to have conversations. I see a lot of successful shows utilizing LinkedIn forums and Facebook groups as a way to engage with their listeners, which is a very cool thing because you can't be talking back and forth with your listeners on the podcast. So it's nice to bring those conversations online.
One of the questions I was going to ask you is the subject matter across the spectrum of hosts you use. I mean, what are some of the more unusual niches? Are there a couple that you can mention that sort of pop as being, wow, that's wild?
There are lots of very niche podcasts and niche audience. Like some of the first ones that come to mind, I mean, some of these might not seem unusual, but these are the first ones that are coming to my mind when you ask about unusual niches. There is a podcast called Black Man with a Gun, and it is hosted by a black man, and it is really for people that love guns and about like responsible gun ownership. And I mean, that is a very niche podcast. There's a podcast called Fish Nerds, people that love fishing, and they're up in I think Maine or Vermont, something like that. There's podcasts about gardening. Like it gets so specific, and then really specific fan podcasts about books and about shows. I don't know if there's a fan podcast about another podcast, but I challenge my listeners to do that.
So, I love that. I've actually had that thought. It's talking with someone. I was like, yeah, you know, you should have a podcast that reviews other podcasts. And just to do this nested loop of...
There is the podcast review show that Dave Jackson does. So there is one, I guess, technically out there that does that.
Yeah. But yeah, like film noir, or you know, you could get into the film thing, or you get into the book thing. I mean, really, and for businesses too, you know. And I say this to folks that work with me: think tangentials. You know, you're dealing with people. You're not just dealing with people who want to know how you do what you do, or what you do for that matter, but they want to know who you are, the who behind the biz, right? So I think a lot of this is to remember. And you said the word. So this is all about social connection and engagement. I mean, it really is not about the mechanics of the business you're in, but it's about what are the people that you do business with interested in, and that can tangential out, right?
Yeah, and I've been actually really connecting more to that aspect of podcasting being social. Like my podcast, since I started 2.5 years ago, has gotten way more laid back because I'm a laid back person. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. And I think that, you know, a lot of us when we start a business show, we're like, oh, it's got to be about business. But we all have these personalities that we're probably not showing to our business audience. And I've started doing that way more. I've had more fun with my show. And I think my listeners have become way more engaged with me because of that. So. Yeah. I think it's important to really put that social element into your show.
Well, I love that. And by the way, I've gone through a similar transition. You know, I kind of started out as being a young Neo Larry King, very straight, ask a question, get out of the way. And over time, I've loosened up a lot, and it's been suggested to me by a number of colleagues that I just put more of my personality in. And at first, I wasn't entirely comfortable with it, but after a while, I did get more and more comfortable. And you know, now I've got a little bit of a sense of humor going on, and it really helps on a lot of different levels. Jessica Rhodes, so good to have you. The website, www.interviewconnections.com. And by the way, she's the author of a book similarly titled, Interview Connections, How to hashtag Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic, and also the author of a lot of learning tools, and featuring a free 5-part video series as well. Jessica, thanks for the work you're doing around new media, podcasting, social marketing, everything. So great to have you on the show, and we'll do it again for sure.
Thanks so much.
All right, you bet. All right, so more coming up. We have Doug Foresta with Stand Out and Be Heard, and behind that, a surprise for segment four. Don't go away. You're listening to Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I am David Wolf. Be right back.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Floresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Floresta.
Hello and welcome to Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is Doug Floresta. Today I'm going to be talking about what gets in the way of speaking our truth and becoming a thought leader. And I work with many speakers, authors, coaches, organizations over the years. And one of the things that I notice is that we often have reasons, you know, some might call them excuses, as to why we don't start that blog or why we don't create that media channel or why we don't get out there. And what I wanted to share with you are some of the most common reasons that I think get in the way and what to do about that to move past that fear or move past whatever it is that's getting in the way. I think one of the first ones that I notice a lot is the idea of, and I've addressed this a little bit in previous episodes, but what happens if people don't agree with what I'm saying, right? What if I offend people? And of course, we should not intend to offend anyone purposely. I don't think that there's anything useful to be had in doing that. At the same time, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled by the idea that sharing our truth and speaking our voice is going to offend someone. Because the reality is that if you share your point of view, if you share your unique, authentic point of view, there is a good chance that you will actually perhaps offend someone or someone will not agree with you. And as long as it's not our intention to purposely hurt others, I think that it actually can be a good thing that people don't agree with us, right? Because if you look at, for example, some of the most powerful people in radio or television, they are, one of the things they all have in common is that they have a strong point of view and they're not worried about alienating the people for whom their message is not a good fit. So, you know, what I say to people is the worst thing that could happen if you put out content is not that people will be offended by it. What actually is the worst thing that can happen if you put out content is that nobody's offended by it, that nobody even notices it because it's so bland, right? Because it's just vague speak that doesn't offend anyone, but it doesn't attract anyone either. So we have to be careful about, you know, having that understanding and intention that we're not looking to hurt anyone, but at the same time, we're also not looking to dilute our own truth. So that's one of the big ones that I see quite a bit is this idea of, you know, what if I hurt someone? Another one that I see quite a bit is the idea of that the sometimes we may have a this is connected, but not quite the same thing, but a fear of going against the grain, you know, a fear of saying things that maybe aren't in vogue in our profession. So that, you know, I actually was doing a podcast last night with one of my clients, and he was saying something about, it's a dental podcast, and he was saying something about how he practices dentistry that could potentially be seen as going against the grain of what most dentists would do. But on the other hand, you know, because he is someone that is secure in the work that he does, he puts it out there and says, this is what I do. This is how I operate. And what I think is really helpful about that is that you know exactly where you stand. And sometimes there can be this fear of, you know, if I put something out there, especially with if to be a thought leader, it's kind of a cutting-edged sword in a way, or a double-edged sword, because to be a thought leader, you really have to say things that people aren't saying and go against some of the conventional wisdom. But at the same time, of course, if you go against conventional wisdom, you may have the fear that, well, I'm going against my profession, or I'm going against the grain. And again, I think both of these, actually underlying it, is a fear of rejection. And what's interesting about the fear of rejection, you know, I've done a lot of speaking, and one of the, it sounds weird, but one of the best presentations I ever had was a presentation where I really bombed and just messed it up totally. And it was in front of about 1,000 people in a grand ballroom at a Sheraton. And when I left, you know, I realized that I was going to be okay, that was probably one of the worst speeches that I was ever going to give in my life. And yet at the same time, I was going to be okay. And there was just this absolute sense of liberation that I had, realizing that you know, I could handle the rejection, that I wasn't going to die from it. And I think likewise, you know, in order to free ourselves up to really stand out, we have to find a way to move past that fear of rejection. I think part of that is just putting content out there and realizing that, you know, if people are putting up horrible comments, or somebody writes something that's really awful, you know, in this day and age, you can always take it down. You know, if it's on your page, you can always take it down. If it's on your blog post, you know, you can remove a comment or disable comments for someone. And at the same time, I think we have to have that experience of realizing that because not everyone is going to agree with us, doesn't mean that we should hold ourselves back from speaking our truth and, again, going against the grain. The other one that I think is maybe a bit more insidious is the problem of our own internal critic. So not necessarily that we're afraid what others will say of us, but that we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt that, do I have something to say? Do I have something that's worth saying? And that one, I think, is the hardest one. I think the critic that's the most difficult to overcome is the critic within ourselves. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to notice, if you find yourself procrastinating and putting out content, ask yourself, what's holding me back? And even better is to get a piece of paper and, you know, or write it down in your, you know, write it down on your computer, however you do it. But ask yourself this question, what's holding me back? And really be willing to hear the answer and just write down what comes. And if you can accept what comes and just let whatever it is come up, whatever little voice it is, you know, what if people don't like me? What if I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if this all bombs? What if I make a fool out of myself? Let all those things come out and take a look at them. Because one of the first things, you know, one of the first steps to challenging an irrational voice, and in this case, I would argue that's an irrational voice, is to even notice that we're having these thoughts. You know, if you're going to challenge irrational thoughts, you have to notice that you're having irrational thoughts in the first place. And without judgment, as much as possible, take a look at that and ask yourself the question, is this true? You know, is it true that I'm a fraud? What would that even mean? You know, is it true that I have nothing to say? Is it true that I'm going to, maybe you're catastrophizing and, you know, everything's going to go terrible. Is that true? And ask yourself that next question. So look at what you're telling yourself and then ask yourself, is that true? And there's the wonderful Byron Katie. If you've ever heard of Byron Katie, she has some great books about this idea of challenging your thoughts and asking yourself, is it true? How do I know it's true? So asking yourself those questions, is this true? Is my belief true? How do I know it's true? And is this belief serving me? You know, is it really taking me where I want to go? If you, for example, want to get to that next level in your speaking, in your podcasting, in your, you know, video, whatever it is, writing, you're going to have to break through a ceiling. This has been my experience, that every time we get to a new level, so even if you're comfortable, let's say, on a certain level, but then you got invited to go on television in front of millions of people and talk, the chances are pretty good that that voice, that internal voice, would pop up. And by the way, this is not just true for individuals. This is true for organizations as well. You know, the people, because organizations are made of people, and people in organizations have fears, right? Maybe even more so than in our own business, because in our own business, maybe we feel a little bit more secure to take some risks. But, you know, for an organization, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what if I really mess this up and I lose my position and I tank the company and, you know, people hate me? So this happens just as much in organizations as it does individually. But like I said, I mean, there's the fear of external rejection, right? there's the fear of going against the grain, and then there's this internal dialogue that we have in our heads that I think is often invisible. And when it's invisible, it's really insidious. So notice and ask yourself, what's holding me back? If I'm not putting out the kind of content that I'd like to, if I'm not having the impact that I'd like to be having, I'm not standing out the way I would like to, what's getting in the way? And the chances are, again, underneath all of these is a desire to be safe. And the idea that being quiet is the way to be safe. And in fact, there's a book by Randy Gage called Risky is the New Safe. The funny thing is that by staying silent and staying stuck, yes, in some ways you'll never be rejected, right? I mean, problem solved. But on the other hand, you're really not keeping yourself safe. You're not keeping your organization safe, because safety now is about continuous learning, continuous growth. And, you know, again, do you want to be safe or do you want to have a big impact in the world? And once you can kind of realize that this is not going to challenge your survival, you're not going to die if you give a presentation and people don't like it, or you know, put a video out and people don't like it. You know, one last thing that I love to ask, which is this idea of, you know, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And to just ask yourself that question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? Thanks so much. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks for listening to Stand Out Be Heard segment. Coming up, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
And joining us on this segment is Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's the founder of the Red Shoe Media Group and with a vision to empower, inspire, transform, and bring out the best in everyone she works with, people in their business and their life. A seasoned consulting psychologist, trusted by leaders and teams around the world, she educates and motivates them through keynotes, coaching, training, a range of wonderful activities. And she's quite visionary, licensed psychologist with a PhD in clinical psychology from the U of Kansas and is a certified speaking professional, CSP. Joining us on the line from her offices in South Florida to share her insights. And I love this, Dr. Gurry. How we can better deal with difficult people is one of the least difficult people I know, Dr. Margarita Gurry. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. Well, that was a great intro. In terms of dealing with difficult people, I always think about what my mother had said. And she had said that difficult people are irritants. They help us make pearls or not, depending on how we behave. So we should be grateful to each and every one of them because it makes us even better.
That's fascinating. So if you frame out your interactions with difficult people as a learning moment, that's sort of a trite phrase, my phrase, not yours, this can really make these engagements more productive for us, can't they?
Absolutely, and that way we're also not so frustrated. We think any time there's a difficult situation or a difficult person, it's an opportunity for us to shine and to make a difference in our business, in our lives, and in someone else's life.
You know, Dr. Gurry, I was going to ask you sort of this fundamental question. I'll go ahead and ask it. How do you define a difficult person?
My granddaughter would say anyone who doesn't agree with her.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. I think difficult is different to everybody. And maybe for some people, difficult is someone that they can't get sway them to their point of view. And to another person, a difficult person is somebody who's just annoying or obnoxious or aggressive.
Okay, so when we first encounter these sorts of situations, and now that you've sort of reframed them as productive engagements, I'll say, how do you suggest we read and respond? You know, sort of this is on the fly, real time. Do we need to adapt our behavior? Or how do you advise folks to sort of contend with them to make the interaction productive so that ultimately you can turn it around if possible? Is there a way to read and sort of adapt quickly?
Well, Yes. The first thing is to understand that difficult people are all around us. If you look to your left and you look to your right, and maybe it's you. So that's the second one, that sometimes the difficult person is us. Mm. And then we can also use this to make pearls. If we have that attitude that we all take turns being difficult, then already we're less anxious and upset because we're taking turns. The hardest part is many people don't like to have any conflict. They don't like to deal with differences. And they don't like people being angry with them, whether it's justified or not. And so knowing with compassion that we can give ourselves compassion and someone else compassion, that we're somehow going to figure out what the important thing is. And the cool thing about any difficult person situation is there's energy. And as long as there's energy, it's the beginning for a great discussion or great changes, motivation for people to listen differently or speak differently or act differently.
Got it. Thanks for that. We're visiting with Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's with Red Shoe Media. And I want to also mention that, by the way, the website redshoeinstitute.com is the current website. I know that you're doing some fabulous work with that or with your own organization. And also, so I want to cover some of that. Tell us about sort of your activities in your ecosystem right now so folks can know when they reach you and how they can reach you and find out more about the work you're doing.
All right. So these days, now that I'm a grandma, I pick and choose what I do. And so I travel around and I do keynotes and trainings. I coach interesting leaders and teams, whether they're entrepreneurs or corporate leaders or people in family-run businesses or the military and government. And I help people figure out how to bring out the best in themselves and in the people in their lives, whether it's business or personal as well. So that's what I've been doing. I've been writing, and with your help, I've been improving my podcast. So I have a podcast for military families, Touch Base Tuesdays, and you are helping me produce my next one, The Step Up. So I'm really excited. Things are rolling, and the goal is to help spread great ideas so that people can use the energy from yuckiness and turn it into something wonderful to make the world a better place.
And I love that vision, and that's what's driving so much of what you're doing, Dr. Gurry, and thank you for your kind words. We are working on a couple of projects, and we've got a couple minutes here to talk about them. So Touch Base Tuesdays, how did you create Touch Base Tuesdays?
Well, there was a commander in the Army who, after one of my presentations with one of the Yellow Ribbon programs, as a group had come back from Kuwait, it had been a particularly difficult deployment. And this commander and his wife came up and said, you know, some of the things that you were saying, we would love for you to put it in an audio or video format so we can share it. And then I was talking to the commander's wife, and she said, you know, they asked not to be mentioned, which is why I don't give their name. Why don't we interview other people who are helping military families get through? So I've been systematically going through and interviewing people who've been in the military service providers of different kinds, and family members. And so it's been really fun, and hopefully we'll share lots of information that helps anyone in the military make sure that each deployment is a blessing.
That's right.
Keep America strong.
Sorry. That's right. Sorry to step on you, Dr. Gurry.
I did that.
there's a delay. The stories that are shared in Touch Base Tuesdays, there's a cross-pollination by listening. Not even if you don't have to be a guest on your show and actually interact directly. Listening to the stories and the way you unpack them is so valuable for anyone who has served. And I encourage folks to check out Touch Base Tuesdays at redshoeinstitute.com. Got about 30 seconds left with you here. I also want to preview that we are producing, and I'm working on this with you, Step Up, Inspiring Stories. And these will be really kind of more business success stories from across America. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I know you are as well.
Yes, thank you.
That hasn't come out yet for those listening. But you can reach Dr. Gurry. Once again, it's redshoeinstitute.com for more information about her and the incredible and transformative work she does across America. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again.
Thank you, and may everyone have fun with the difficult people in their lives.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you, David.
So that's our show. Thanks for listening, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember, you can find us on iTunes for the archives of all our broadcast shows. Want you to have a great week in your business and, you know, keep it real.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.